AM 1490 WGCH. Sean Kilkelly back in the studio. So glad you could tune in tonight. Rob Adams, Nick Angotto, Jason Intrieri. They are providing all the play-by-play and color for this one. Let's go back out to the guys.
And Sean, thank you very much. As I mentioned a little earlier, it is homecoming night here at Staver Field for the Naples Golden Eagles. And let me tell you something, as far as homecomings go, they really go all out. These young ladies, the gentlemen all look great. The guys look great in suits. Looks like the girls are escorted by adults as well. And they just look absolutely, the girls are absolutely gorgeous, all in what really could be described as prom dresses.
That's what
out
I was
there.
Thinking, Rob. Absolutely. This is like prom night. I mean, they really do. They look fantastic. The guys look good, too. Some of them have their corsages on.
And, Nick, you'll recall, you and I stepped into the public address announcer's booth, and we saw this huge trophy, and we're going, gosh, what the heck is that for? It turns out to be the homecoming king and queen's trophies. These things are monstrous out there, and the homecoming king and queen have been named. They're standing at midfield.
Yeah, absolutely. Florida goes all out for their homecoming, and it's just great to see such school spirit being displayed by the Golden Eagles, even with their motto. There are two types of people, those who are Golden Eagles and those who want to be Golden Eagles.
And the Cardinals right now, I don't think they want to be Golden Eagles, but they certainly want to get at the Golden Eagles. They're down 17-0 here at halftime. Rob Randolph got the scoring started at 9:39 of the first quarter with a 44-yard field goal. Then Greg Pratt ran it in from 48 yards out, 3:01 to go in the first quarter. It was 10-0, and then Pratt again from 25 out with 5:50 to play in the first half, 17-0. The Golden Eagles on top. And, Nick, I'm sure you've got some numbers that you can bounce off of us.
Well, so far for Greenwich, not doing a lot offensively. Tucker Stafford has been basically carrying this team right now. 5 for 9 for 52 yards passing, 7 rushes for 46 yards. It's a shock to see them not continuing the pass, especially on that last drive where he was 3 for 3 for 30 yards. Naples not able to really keep up with Jamie Dunster right now. He's getting wide open on a lot of plays. So is Trevor Lattimore. I'm surprised that they're not sticking with the pass, but hopefully in the second half, to keep themselves in it, they'll come back out with Tucker Stafford throwing the ball. And rushing, Greg Pratt has been amazing. 8 rushes for 99 yards and 2 scores. Carlos Hyde as well, 5 rushes for 40 yards. So Naples is really laying the wood right now, and Greenwich doesn't have much to do to stop them. But right now they're going to be talking defensive meetings, trying to find a way to stop this Naples attack.
Jason.
Rob, you know what I'm interested now to see, and this is where strategy definitely comes in for the Cardinals. They're down 17-0. But looking ahead, they do have an FCAC championship game they're going to have to play. There is potentially the states that they're going to have to play. And down 17-0, I almost just wonder, which Coach Albanese and his staff, and I'm sure they thought about this scenario, at what point do we start to think about pulling Stafford out? At what point do we think about taking Myers out? Nick, you're a former player of Coach Albanese's. What do you think the Cardinals are thinking right now?
Well, let's put it this way. If it stays like this, or even if it gets worse, I doubt that they're going to be taking out Stafford or Myers. He always keeps his starters in there if they're in a situation like this. He doesn't want to just pull them out and give up the game. That's not his philosophy. He's going to keep them all in there. They're going to keep fighting like they always do. And we'll have to just see what happens in the second half.
And we should tell everybody Greenwich is in the FCAC championship, and they will play the winner of New Canaan and Staples in that game. At last report was 7-7 late in the third quarter. Another score, FCAC to pass along, Trinity Catholic in the Battle of Stamford. Trinity Catholic 14, Stamford High School 8, and that game was in the fourth quarter. So that New Canaan Staples game in the rain, 40 degrees, coming right down to the end, 7-7.
As the Golden Eagles return to the near sideline. We should also mention some of the artwork here at Staver Field. Big banner, welcome to the territory across the way, and homecoming 2007. And the artwork on this side of the field, Nick, the booth out in front of us, they really did a phenomenal job with the painting of this banner.
Absolutely. It's a very well-done banner. It shows the Eagles basically stomping the Cardinal logo right inside the nest. But
and right now it's fitting.
But There's still a half to play, and Greenwich has scored more than 17 points in a half of a football game before.
They've scored 28 in a quarter, in fact.
Grab, and we should tell everybody, and I mentioned it at the beginning, just like there are two concession stands located here at Staver Field, there's also two press boxes. Right across from us is another press box, and this is just a tremendous facility. And I'll tell you what, they are easily going to hit their number of $15,000 per game that they make at the concession stand tonight, because this is a, by far, sellout crowd.
And you talk about numbers and money and things like that. What it cost for this trip in the neighborhood of $60,000 to get all the Cardinal players down here. All the cheerleaders are here, although they're rather bleary-eyed. They got here at about 1:30 this morning, in fact, as you can start hearing the Cardinals making some noise right out the back of our press box. They are beginning to return to the field. And I know a lot of it was handled by some very generous donations and the parents, and it took a lot to make this thing happen. And the Naples Parents Association, their touchdown club, also threw in some donations and really welcomed them with open arms, gave each player nice little bags, a gift bag when they got here today, cheerleaders as well. So there's no doubt there's a great spirit in the way each side handled this trip.
Takes a lot to make a game like this work, and Everybody from the athletic directors to the parents to organizations, you know, and the hospitality down here has been second to none. And, you know, it's going to be a very interesting to see how Greenwich comes out of the for the second half.
And I'll tell you the most important thing, because they even reported it in the Naples Daily News, although I haven't seen them. Frank and Kathy Lee Gifford are in the house, although I can't confirm that.
Well, just another note. We've been talking about Craig Wingate, who has and who's had an amazing year rushing the ball, coming into the game, 90 carries, 725 yards, and 13 touchdowns. Tonight, Greenwich, one thing they can look at, they did a good job stopping him, four rushes for 15 yards.
All right, guys, let's get serious and talk about halftime adjustments, because the Cardinals really need to make some. There's no doubt that they could have stayed in this football game very easily. As you mentioned, Nick, they had some open receivers, and we talked about that at the top of the broadcast, how Jimmy Dunster could play a huge role in this game. He really has not, even though he's been wide open at times.
You're absolutely right there. Jimmy Dunster is an explosive receiver. He plays lacrosse, he plays football, so he has a lot of speed, and they should be using that to their advantage right now, because this Naples team, which is very fast, and they're not being able to really keep up with Jimmy Dunster right now, and they're just going to be watching that run. So I would not be surprised if I see a little play action with maybe Stafford pretending he's going to carry it himself, pull back, and throw it deep to Dunster.
Three of the Cardinals' four captains, Bizanzo, Meyer, and Dunster. Now Catalano joins them. They go to midfield. Rob Randolph is the lone representative for the Golden Eagles as they discuss anything that needs to go on here at halftime. The Cardinals will get the ball to start the second half. Typical Greenwich, they deferred. And the Cardinals will defend the north end zone. Start of the second half coming up as we close out the Toyota of Greenwich halftime report. Toyota of Greenwich, there at 75 East Putnam Avenue in Kos Kob. For the Golden Eagles, they've already won the 3A-14 title. They've won it six times in 10 seasons under Bill Kramer, and as I said, they've already clinched it this year. They beat Lely in the Coconut Bowl last week, 42-0. And that's pretty much what they have done all year. Shutouts, 6, 7. I made a mistake. I mentioned they have only allowed 7 points. They allowed Estero to get 14 points. Estero, I should say, 14 points. Second half, ready to get underway. And in a lot of ways, the crowd needs to come back into it as well, and one way to make it happen is for the Cardinals to make things a little more tense here. Myers and Kavanaugh stand in the shadow of their own end zone. 2 hour left. Randolph backs up. Golden Eagles ready. Randolph shifts a little bit to the left, puts the right hand in the air. Now the left hand in the air and approaches the ball. We are underway. This is a line drive that Kavanaugh can take at his own 3. Near side, now starts to run to the left. Brings it back to the right, has an opening, 25, and down he goes at the 27-yard line. Tackled on the near sideline by Jay Bonnequist, who's really a name that we've called quite a bit tonight. So the Cardinals will set up shop at their own 28-yard line. They'll move from left to right on the near side hash mark. Stafford comes back out. This is the first time the Cardinals have played on a grass field in a very long time. It is grass, at least in theory. It is a nice cushioned grass, I should say that. But why I say in theory is it's very faded. Could really use some irrigation. First down, handoff. It goes to Dunster, and he'll get a yard or two to the 30-yard line on a pitch that goes to the left.
Robin, that's exactly right. I mean, the stadium itself is a great stadium for a great stadium. That aside, as we pulled up yesterday, we were both very surprised at just the field. It's not that you'd expect a real green grass. Not at all.
Which is to say, it's just, you know, maybe discolored, and that might be the wrong word, but it's a good field. It's good grass. It was nice and cushioned. Second and eight. Stafford under center. He drops back. Fires right. Had Myers, who drops it at the 30-yard line. Third and eight. Coverage provided by Kyle Lindquist.
Not a great job there offensive on the offensive line's part, allowing pressure to get in that backfield. Not giving Stafford enough time to try to look deep for an open receiver, so he tried to get the ball to Myers and just was not able to get the right connection on that one.
Third and eight at the 30. Now they make it third and seven. Either way, the Cardinals have struggled with third down conversions tonight. Dunster and Ricky Rashika come out to the near side. Play fake, pass complete to Dunster, and then an ankle tackle. He gets a couple of yards to the 32, but how about the play by Antoine Harvey?
Great defensive play by Naples, and again, that is not what Coach Albanese, I'm sure, had in mind to go four and out here to start the third quarter, already down 17-0, and now we'll punt the ball, and once again, bearing this punt here, Naples should have really good field position.
Stafford stands back at his own 20-yard line. Cody Frank retreats to the 20. He gets it off, but it's a low bouncer. It does take a great Cardinal roll. Frank gets away from it, and Lattimore will watch it roll to the 19-yard line.
Well, Rob, for how that punt looked coming out, it actually worked out pretty well for the Cardinals.
39 yards on the punt and no return. 10:27 to play in the third quarter. 17-0, Naples on top. As Wingate heads back out to run the offensive group. Once again, Greenwich Cardinals football brought to you by Minchin, Buick, Pontiac, and GMC, and VivaPop.com, the go-to website for everything Greenwich. Frank goes wide right. First down, and the ball at the 19-yard line. Handoff going right, Greg Pratt trying to bounce it to the outside. Can't break out of the tackle of Trevor Lattimore, who will bring him down for a loss right back near the 19-yard line.
Rob, update from New Canaan, 4 minutes left in the game, still 7-7. Staples does have the ball.
What a fantastic night at New Canaan. Too bad the crowd is disappointing, according to Sean Patrick Boley, who really deserves a tip of the hat from all of us for his great reporting tonight. They keep it as second and 10, although that was pretty close to a yard loss for Pratt on first down. But we'll call it second and 10 at the 19-yard line. Ball on the far side hash mark. Running the option is Wingate. He does pitch it. It goes to Pratt. Here comes the Cardinal speed, and Myers turns it upfield and brings him down at the 18-yard line. Then headbutts CJ Ryan Benincasa. So it's a loss of a yard. The Cardinals certainly with some spirit.
Looks like we have a flag thrown, Rob, on the sideline. And
the Stripes get together to talk it over. We will see what they have to say about it. 9:37 to play in the third quarter. They explain it to Bill Kramer. Kramer does not look like he's a happy guy. Kramer wearing a white polo shirt. Looks like an illegal block going against the Golden Eagles. In fact, two fouls from the looks of it. Two fouls against Naples. Again, we mentioned the weather down here in Florida. Again, it's right around 70 degrees for us. For us snowbirds, it's absolutely gorgeous. All three of us in shorts and short-sleeve shirts up here. But I look down at this crowd. Everyone's wearing pants, I see one young man in a sweater with a shirt underneath it. And like we were saying, we were talking to A.J. Michelli's mother before the game, and she said, oh, no, this is cold. And I'm from New York. She was from Long Island.
Yeah, Cardinals coming out in this defensive series, actually getting a couple good things going with Lattimore and Myers making big stops. And now with this penalty pushing the Golden Eagles deep to redo the second down play, it's going to be interesting to see how they recover with a long second and 20 facing them.
When all is said and done, it basically adds up to 15 yards in penalties. It's a lot longer than second and 20. It's more like second and 25. Scoreboard says second and 20, but the ball is down at the 5-yard line. They got to get to the 30. Unless my math is that fuzzy, that's 25. So second and 25. Wingate under center, play action with time. Complete over the middle. He finds a man for more than enough for a first down and a flag down as he breaks off to the races. It's Fred Wingate, the tight end, who finally is brought down by Myers at the 11-yard line, but two flags all the way back at the 42-yard line. That goes for 69. However,
it is against the Cardinals, Rob.
Personal foul, face mask against Greenwich. Why do I just feel like a dagger just came out here at Staver Field? 69-yard completion, tack on whatever penalty you can, and you've got one long play.
Rob, I've been very impressed with Naples. When they need to make a big play, they do. Right there, they were nailed deep in their own territory, and they came up with yet another big play.
And, Nick, that's the worst thing that could have happened to the Cardinals, because the Cardinals really had a great opportunity with the deep setup for the Golden Eagles following the penalty, but that turned into total disaster.
Definitely. This is a big shot to the Cardinals, and it could be the dagger, but you don't want to come out too early. I mean, I know it's the third quarter. They're not going to just lay down and die. And if they make a big stand here, which they've done in the past in tight games, it could be really interesting what happens when they get the ball back.
They tacked on an extra five, basically half the distance to the goal following the penalty. It's going to be first and goal. They're marking the ball according to the scoreboard at the 7-yard line. We do have a stoppage of play on the field as there was an official's timeout. Now they're ready. First and goal at the 7. And the Golden Eagles probably trying to send some folks home early to beat the traffic. Wingate under center. Gives it off. Running right. Now trying to find an opening. It's Carlos Hyde. And he can't do it. In fact, he's pushed back near the 9-yard line with a charge led by Bizanzo and Bo Brunelli. Second and goal.
Rob, another quick update here. New Canaan with the ball. 2 minutes left. Game still tied. 7-7. Coming right down to the wire in New Canaan.
Lots of other games going on here in Florida, and we know there are a lot of listeners down here tonight, and we appreciate that. For instance, you've got Gulf Coast and Lely playing tonight. We'll tell you a little more following second and goal at the 8, following a loss of a yard. It's Wingate running it himself, trying to push the pile to get to the 5. Couple of yards and a flag at the end of the play as Tim Morahan was mixing it up near the end zone with Derek Delgado. That's where the flag came from, near the two of them. And the officials will once again let us know, led by referee Randy Merrill. It's a personal foul going against the Golden Eagles. Cardinals needed some kind of a break. They got one right there. Palmetto Ridge is also playing Lakewood Ranch tonight. Immokalee, and I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, taking on Barron Collier. Barron Collier right up the road from here, just a couple of miles away. We passed it driving in. Miami LaSalle and St. John Newman and Cypress Lake taking on South Fort Myers. Some of the football going on this Friday night.
And that was a very big penalty, Rob. Greenwich definitely needed that back Naples up a little bit. And big play coming right here.
It is a third down play. Wingate to throw. He's complete and touchdown. Over the middle, he finds Derek Delgado, who committed the personal foul. The Golden Eagles take advantage of every mistake, and they take a 23-0 lead.
And Rob, on that 20-yard pass, once again, a very big play. And Nick, a big play where the Cardinals defense had to come up big, and Naples makes the play and scores, and that is now two times where Greenwich had New Canaan defensively and couldn't get it done.
Randolph on for the extra point. Snap is good. Spot, kick up, got the distance, and it is more than good. 8:19 to go in the third quarter. It's now Naples 24 and the Cardinals nothing. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
Greenwich Cardinals have dug themselves a big hole. 24-0 they trail. Let's go back out to Rob, Nick, and Jason.
All right, Sean, thank you very much. 24-0 our score. 8:19 to go in the third quarter. Too deep for the Cardinals. It's Myers and Kavanaugh. They'll kick it away from Myers, and Kavanaugh will watch it back at, bounce out of the back of the end zone for another touchback.
Rob, we should add the New Canaan-Staples game is not over yet. We did hear there's 2 minutes left, New Canaan with the ball. If that game should end in a tie, Staples goes. Staples doesn't have any losses coming into tonight. New Canaan does have one.
That is correct. And that would set up Thanksgiving Day, 10:30 at Staples Field. Of course, we'll have it for you right here on WGCH. The Cardinals are in the game no matter what. And I do see some fans beginning to make their way to the exits. A first down. Stafford, quick pass and incomplete, intended for Kavanaugh. Throwing left at the 25-yard line. There is a good reason, because this is a huge crowd, and getting people out of here tonight is going to be quite interesting.
Yeah, like you were saying earlier, not only is this parking lot packed, but looking over at the mall, that parking lot looks packed, and most of it are from fans that are here at tonight's game.
Second and 10 at the 20-yard line. This is a handoff that goes up the middle. Myers on the carry, and for Myers, Nick, very little on the ground tonight.
Yeah, coming into the second half, he only had 6 carries for 12 yards, which is not a typical Myers performance. He's not really elevating his play, which you would expect in a big game like this.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football.
The voice of Greenwich. This is 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
At Staver Field in Naples, Florida, Rob Adams with Nick Angotto and Jason Intrieri. Here's Stafford running on a third down play. He's not going to get the first down. He's going to get up near the 30-yard line. He's going to be close to the first down, and the stripes give him the first down. I didn't think he stretched for 12. He stretched for 12. Don't forget Fairfield University basketball coming up after this game on tape delay. They are at Wake Forest tonight.
Questionable spot on the run. Didn't look like he was even close to the 30, but they gave it to him.
So, guys, I'm just thinking of staying down here following the broadcast tonight. What do you think? I just am not even thinking about coming home.
Not when we hear there's 40-degree weather and rain back home. And
first down at the 30. Stafford to throw. High and incomplete, intended for Cody Gifford. But really, the only one who was going to catch that ball was Antoine Harvey at the 40-yard line.
New Canaan Staples on to overtime. 7-7.
Second down and 10. 6:58 to go in the third quarter.
We had him on one for halftime years ago.
24-0. Naples on top. Dunster will go out to the right. Looks like Lattimore to the left. Stafford takes it, running right, then a little shovel pass. And it's Kavanaugh, who breaks a few tacklers and gets across the 35 to the 38-yard line. Brought down, it looks like, by perhaps Josh Elizondo. I kept trying to double-check the number. In any event, it sets up third and a yard, and the Cardinals really needing to get desperate. It's a 4-score game. They're down 24-0. Third and a yard with 6:25 to go in the third quarter. Stafford breaks the huddle.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to send Pirelli to the right. two receivers left. Takes it and gives it to Myers, who busts right up the gut. He's near a first down, depending on forward progress at the 41-yard line, as the officials will call the play clock to stop, and it is a first down. We have 6:12 to play in the third quarter. This portion of Cardinal football brought to you by our newest sponsor, VivaPop.com, along with Minchin, Buick, Pontiac, and GMC, and the spotlight on Cardinal football from Bruce Park Sports. Dunster will come out to the right, Lattimore to the left. Stafford in shotgun, he takes, looks left, deep ball to Lattimore, left sideline. Mixed up down there, he makes a diving catch! And a first down at the 24-yard line. That goes for 35 and a first down.
Rob, the Cardinals definitely needed that big-time play. Get the ball now into good field position and hopefully put some points up on the board and break this shutout.
Very good route running by Lattimore also. Made a great leap for the ball, and it just... surprising that they haven't been trying to do this all game, but I guess better late than never.
First down at the 24, moving from left to right, far side hash mark. Myers takes it up the middle. The Cardinals are able to penetrate some things, and Myers gets nearly six to the 18-yard line.
Now, guys, one of the numbers that really did jump out at me when talking about Naples and their defense is the fact that they only have allowed 40 points all year. And tonight, with 5 minutes left, they're putting a shutout on the board. So it'll be interesting to see if the Cardinals can do some damage here.
Second and five. Stafford takes and again goes back to the ground, this time with John Kavanaugh, and the offensive line able to push right near a first down at the 16-yard line.
Nick, it's essential here the Cardinals put some points up right now. I mean, they're driving, having a good drive. Stafford made a great pass, and they need to score here. It's essential.
Absolutely. Right now they need to try to get themselves back in the game, keep their defense up. The defense hasn't been playing great tonight, so they need any boost they can get.
Third and two. It's Myers again who pushes right near a first down at the 19-yard line. Check that. It would be the 14-yard line. It is indeed a first down. 4:21 to go in the third quarter, and Naples leading 24 to nothing. Remind you to keep your radios tuned to 1490 and WGCH.com for Fairfield University basketball immediately following the Greenwich-Naples ball game. Receivers to each side on a first down at the Naples 14. Myers trying to string it to the left. This is more like Cardinal football as he gets 3 yards on the left sideline to the 11-yard line. Pushed out over on the far side by Jaboris Parker. But the only bad news is it's a long drive for the Cardinals, Nick.
Yeah, you don't want to. The long drives are very good when you're either one score down or tied or even ahead, but right now when you're down 24-0, quick scores are essential, but they haven't been able to get those huge plays. They had that 34-yard pass from Stafford to Lattimore. So,
second and seven following a gain of three. Matt Grant comes out to the right. Shotgun, Stafford gives it to Kavanaugh, who's able to find a hole for a moment, but really right back to the line of scrimmage and gang tackled. They'll give him a yard to the 10.
Rob, for our listeners out there, notable celebrities who live in the Naples area. Oprah Winfrey owns a home. Donna Summer, Jack Nicklaus lives not too far down the road. And many other golfers, I was told, that in the neighboring town of Cape Coral, I told you as we got off the airplane yesterday, former Boston Red Sox outfielder Mike Greenwell not only lives, but also operates a batting cage, miniature golf, etc.
Third and six at the Naples 10. Yeah, those who want to make this out to be a battle of affluency, you know, a lot of folks said that Connecticut was bringing the money down. They didn't have a look at the houses you and I saw over near the beach today. Oh, my goodness, there are some gorgeous houses over there. A timeout called for by the Cardinals. We'll take a timeout. 3:03 to go in the third quarter. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
AM 1490 WGCH. Sean Kilkelly back in the studio. Let's go back out to Rob, Nick, and Jason.
Don't forget, folks, Fairfield University basketball coming up following the game. Tape delay. But I think we got a few more important things going on here in Florida. 3rd and 6 going on. 24-0. The Golden Eagles on top. The Cardinals sit at the 10-yard line. Stafford in shotgun. Kavanaugh in motion. Play fake to Myers. He throws complete at the 5 to Kavanaugh. And he leans for a first down right near the 4-yard line. I shouldn't assume it'll be a first down because it all depends on the spot. It is a first down. 2:47 to go with Naples up 24-0 and an absolutely crucial drive for the Cardinals. They have had the ball a long time and need to get points. And now you think back to the drive at the end of the first half.
Absolutely.
They did not give him a first down. No, it is 4th and 1 yard. So Stafford under center. No receivers. He'll take it and do it himself. It was 4th and 1 inches, and he should have been able to lean for just enough for a first down as the officials stand close to the 3.
Well, Rob, that last second effort may have gotten it for him, but I'm not sure.
Yes, it is a first down. So 1st and goal and 4 tries. .215 to go and the clock stopped because of the first down. Now they'll wind the clock again. 24-0 our score. Cardinals break the huddle. Myers will line up as the lone setback. Dunster in motion. Dunster on a sweep to the left side. He's got open field, and then he's hit hard. Holy moly. Jamison May pops him at the 4-yard line.
Once again, Rob, Naples is coming up with big defensive plays. Big defensive plays.
Like Mike Quick was saying in the pregame show, when you fall behind to a team that has a lot of speed, it's just an uphill battle that's going to be very hard as you see that defender just fly over from out of nowhere. It looked like Jimmy Dunster was going to be able to walk in, but not the case.
2nd and goal at the 2. Myers at the lone setback. Cards basically in the wing tee. It's Myers to the end zone. No indication yet. He's at the 1. No! Touchdown, Greenwich! They gave it to him. It took a long time to indicate it, but the Cardinals are on the scoreboard. The shutout is gone. And there's still time, 24-6 now the score.
And huge right there for the Cardinals to get on the scoreboard. They had a really good drive, and 1:17 left third quarter.
A 16-yard drive, 80 yards for the Cardinals. A big drive, a drive that they would have probably wanted earlier on in the game, as that chewed a lot of time off the clock with 1:17 left in the third.
So it's a 16-play 80-yard drive, and the Cardinals going for 2. Stafford takes. He has Kavanaugh open, but he's going to float it to Dunster, who makes a diving play, makes the catch, but he's out of bounds. 1:17 to go in the third quarter. Naples 24, Greenwich 6. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
Is there enough time left for the Greenwich Cardinals? We'll see. Rob Adams, Nick Angotto, and Jason Intrieri have the call.
And they have 13 minutes and 17 seconds to pull it out. 24-6 the score, and the Cardinals need, really there have been no turnovers. They have not done anything in that regard tonight, but they need to make some kind of a defensive stand. Naples, to my knowledge, has only punted the ball once tonight.
And I have to say one thing that Coach Al could be proud of is how when Derek Delgado, he got called for 2 personal fouls on the Naples' last scoring drive, but no response from their players, which is good to see that they're keeping their composure.
Brian Doyle ready to kick it away. a high end-over-ender that's going to come down to Pratt at the 11. Runs it upfield, finds a seam, takes it to the 30, kind of waited for his blockers and got to the 31-yard line.
And it'll bring the Greenwich Cardinal defense out in the field. And Cardinals defense has not looked good tonight. And I will say on that last drive, Cardinals score, a little surprised Coach Al decided to go for 2 points.
Yeah, it would have made a lot more sense for him just to kick the PAT, so then you could set up possibly a field goal to just tie it up with 24, not just going for three scores. But
Cody Frank goes out to the right. Julian Gerbeau to the left. Looked like a false start, but yes, here comes the flag. Took a moment to throw the flag, but there's no doubt there were some players jumping early. Only question is, who's it going to cost? And with this crew tonight, they've been a good officiating crew, but they've just certainly boggled my mind at times. It is a false start against the Golden Eagles, who really, you can't complain about the stripes tonight because 7 penalties have gone against the Golden Eagles.
No, they've called a very fair game, Rob, absolutely. And
Golden Eagles ready to go with a 1st and 15 at their own 26-yard line. Cards look like they're showing blitz. Now they back it off as they move from right to left. It is Wingate with a flag down on an option, running it off the guard to get to the 45-yard line. But again, a flag sits at the 29-yard line. This is going to be an illegal block against the Golden Eagles. That is going to back them up. And Bill Kramer's up 24-6, and he is absolutely going ballistic along with one of his assistants. And the crowd finally finding something they don't like, as this is going to move the ball all the way back to the 16-yard line. But you know what, guys? Not for nothing. Every time the Golden Eagles have received some kind of big penalty and it looks like the Cardinals could make a stand, no.
It's almost like the penalties have helped the Golden Eagles more than it has helped the Cardinals.
Wingate comes back in. The senior quarterback settles under center with your bow to the left. He drops straight back but gives it off on a draw. No, he rolled. Yes, it is a handoff. He does move the ball to the right side. It was carried by Nick Chandler. He gets some yards to the 22-yard line. Gain of 6. And it'll bring up 2nd down.
And, Rob, I wonder if that will be the final play of the quarter.
25 seconds remaining in the 3rd quarter. Only a few people have walked out of Staverfield, but by and large, most of the crowd's still here. Temporary bleachers in the end zones, and just a great atmosphere here tonight. And what looks like it will be the final play of the 3rd quarter, and with good reason. The Golden Eagles up 24-6, no reason to run another play. That'll do it. 3 in the books. The Cardinals do get on the scoreboard, but at the end of 3, they've still got a ways to go. Naples 24, Greenwich 6. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.